The governor of Maryland is planning to meet this week with top editors of the state's most important newspaper. Governor Robert Ehrlich accused the paper of unfair and inaccurate reporting on stories that embarrassed his administration, and he has banned state employees from talking to two reporters for the Baltimore Sun. The paper issued a correction but said the governor overreacted, which is why the Sun is now suing him for a violation of the First Amendment. One of those watching with interest is Tony Lame. He's a former investigative journalist with the Philadelphia Inquirer and a Philadelphia TV station. He says this case illustrates the traditional tension between reporters who want to find information and government officials who may want to withhold it.
There's always the effort on behalf of the government officials to try and punish the reporters or in some way mold them the way they want them to go. And one of the ways they do it is by denying them access. And there are subtle ways and not so subtle ways to do it. In this particular case, I think the governor has decided that subtlety is not what he's looking for. He's trying to make a point here. And that's why I'm a little surprised that the newspaper has sort of, I think, fallen into his trap instead of playing it out in their ballpark, so to speak, are seeking to take it to court. And I think that's a mistake on their part.
Is there an occasion in your career where you knew that people were saying, don't talk to that guy, don't talk to Tony Lame?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, I had occasions where I was covering various different times, different offices. I can think of one where I and a colleague were covering the district attorney's office in Philadelphia for doing a series of stories over a long period of time. And quite frankly, I would never walk up to their offices to go talk to anybody because that would have been the kiss of death to anybody who would have been seen with me. So it was all done quietly in telephone calls and, you know, off-the-record conversations and so forth and so on. But, I mean, that's the way this whole game has been played for hundreds of years.
This is very similar, I suppose, to the way that it works in Washington. There are many government agencies, and whichever administration it might be in power, there will be people who sometimes feel that the administration has overstepped its bounds, and they will step forward very quietly, talk to a reporter.
It's sort of a running joke in Washington that there's a whole industry of people leaking material to reporters all the time. The idea that certainly in Washington that the president or any department head could keep a lid on anything is preposterous. There's too many people with, quite frankly, too many axes to grind, and good reporters know how to play that system, and newspapers and television reports are full of stories based on that day in and day out.
Although there will be reporters who will say that the Bush administration has been especially effective at presenting a united front and a very limited amount of information.
Well, you could say that, but I would simply point you to the stories about Abu Ghraib. Somebody leaked those photographs out, and somebody leaked that story out, and I'm sure that that wasn't done by somebody going to the PR person at the Pentagon and asking for the story or getting somebody to give it to them.
So what do you think the Baltimore Sun should do now?
Oh, I think they ought to drop this idea of going to court because it's unwinnable, and I think it just makes them look silly, and I think they ought to just go about their business and do their job and demonstrate them on the pages of their newspaper that no government official can stop them from reporting on the affairs of the government of Maryland.
Tony Lame is a former investigative reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer as well as for television station KYW-TV. He's now a private investigator, and his company is called Information Unlimited. Thanks very much.